Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Berg Bees, Meadow Sweet Apiaries, our good friend Steve Rapaski is in the house. Doug will be here via Memorex, taped an interview before he headed to that little boot at the end of that great country of Italy. He is in Sicily, surrounded by the beautiful waters and enjoying the landscape and obviously the cuisine and all the gardening. And he'll be back with us 2 weeks from today. So Steve's back for the full hour next week as well. And we're going to be doing a lot talking about what he does and tying it into the gardening industry. But today we're going to talk about all of those of you who love, well, being beekeepers. And that's something he is very in tune with. We'll get to that in a moment. But if you're the 10th caller right now, 412-922-1020, you are the winner of a $25 gift certificate to Sorgel. So I knew he was coming in today, and I saw this story the other day, and he also likes to hunt, actually just shut his company down for the winter, and along with, you know, going to that Swickley Farmer's Market and selling his delicious honey, he gets out and about and loves to hunt, and I love talking about hunting and everything about it. And I've been, Steve, really into the country of Japan lately because of Nippon Steel and Yamamoto and Ohtani, as far as what they did, the World Series. Absolutely love the culture. They have a new Prime Minister, Takahashi, now. She becomes the female Prime Minister of Japan. The president was just there. So, lo and behold, I find out that they've got a major problem with bears, black bears and brown bears, that are actually maiming, and 11 people have lost their lives. So they are recruiting people to come in, like hunters and others, to trap and remove them. Even you were shocked that they would have a bear problem in Japan.
You know, my degrees, and good morning, Rob, my degrees in wildlife biology from Penn State, and usually I'm up to speed on this, but, you know, as my life has shifted into the bee world, the wildlife end of it is kind of fallen by the wayside. But, a quick Google search, you know, yeah, there are bears in Japan, and it's not so much, you know, the hunting aspect of it, but I mean, it plays a role in it, but it goes to show you how much wildlife management plays a role in dealing with that urban interface, if you will. I mean, we have issues here in the States, in Tennessee and New Jersey, with black bears, and when populations get out of control, it becomes a problem, and that goes with any animal, whether it's yellow jackets or honeybees or people for that matter. But I was surprised at how bad it is over there.
Well, I may be the only one that pays attention to this stuff, but we actually had a report from Pat Septak that we aired yesterday talking about the deer situation. And I'm coming into work today, and I'm talking not just hit on the side of the road, but like obliterated, like annihilated,
yeah,
multiple carcasses. What's going on?
Well, it's that time of year. It's their
right. It's
their mating season. So deer are on the move, and the Pennsylvania Game Commission has put out that warning as well. But yeah, we see it here in the city parks in Pittsburgh. You know, there's deer control efforts underway, and a lot of that is due to the legal hunters that they've brought in to harvest deer, and that a lot, if not most of that meat, goes to a program called Hunter Sharing the Harvest. So it's donated to food banks, and it's feeding a lot of people in need, especially in today's food crisis, you know, that we're dealing with government shutdown, and it just snowballs, right? But there's a place for hunting and proper wildlife management, for sure.
All right, so tell me about that Swickley Farmer's Market and Meadow Sweet Apiaries. And I found out today that you actually get a little downtime after Thanksgiving, but then you guys kind of ramp it up, you know, every other this, that, and whatever, but you're there through the winter months, right?
Yeah, speaking of sharing the harvest, you know, this weekly farmer's market, hands down one of the best in the area, and it's not because I'm there, it's because we have some wonderful vendors. I mean, you want it, you can find it. Gluten-free, wild mushrooms, honey, grass-fed beef, you name it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fabulous down there. I think there's something like 40 or 50 vendors at some point. But we go every week, every Saturday from 9 until 1, starting the first week of April, all the way through the Saturday before Thanksgiving. We have a brief repose to stuff ourselves with turkey. And then we pick up again the third Saturday of every month, December, January, February, and March. We're there from 9 to noon, along with about 20 other vendors. And we're out there in the cold and the wind and the snow and the sleet and the rain and everything else. And we welcome people to come down and share in that harvest. I mean, we have, even through the winter, it's amazing the stuff that's available.
I love Swickley. All right, listen, let's get to those of you. And if you have a question you want to jump in here at the first segment or the last segment in between the interview that Doug has coming up in a couple of moments, you can give us a call, 866-391-1020. But I continue to find out many of my friends who I would have never thought were beekeepers, but they are. So let's talk colony management. What are some of the biggest challenges for hives in this region during the winter?
Yeah, you know, slowing down isn't really a word in my dictionary, because we continue to get the phone calls and the emails from other beekeepers. And beekeeping is huge, not only in Pennsylvania, but across the United States. And this is that time of year we're putting our bees to bed. You know, we're getting them ready for winter, making sure they have the proper stores. You know, this year, our fall harvest was little to none because of all the drought that we had July, August, September, which left them with very little honey to be harvested. So we didn't take any honey from our hives ourselves. Some people got a little bit of honey, but now a lot of beekeepers are scrambling to make sure that they have that winter storage. I mean, an average honeybee colony needs anywhere from 80 to 100 pounds of honey to survive a winter. And if they don't have that, we have to find other ways to get that to them, whether it's feeding them artificially, just to, you know, like sugar. A sugar or something to that effect. And, you know, some people are like, but that's going to affect the honey. Well, we're not harvesting that, right? That's just pure survival mode at that point. So we're getting them ready by feeding them artificially, putting them some either candy cakes or hard candy on them. Fondant works really well.
What's fondant?
Fondant. Baker's fondant.
Okay.
Icing, you know, and it's pure sugar. So we get it in 50-pound blocks from
and they eat it.
And they eat it. I mean, that's what honey is. I mean, honey is essentially sucrose. I mean, it's broken down into glucose and fructose, and we won't get into the biology there, but it's a carbohydrate, and that's what they need, that energy to produce the heat that causes that colony to survive. Some beekeepers will wrap their hives in insulation and, you know, close up all the entrances, so to speak, and make sure there's not a lot of gaps to keep them a little bit toasty and avoid moisture buildup in the hives and things along those lines. And with our winters being so crazy in the last 15 years, that becomes a more of a problem or a challenge, because it's not just simply buttoning up the hatch. I mean, there's one winter could be in the 50s all winter, and next winter it could be in the teens. And we've had that. We've seen those, you know, super cold winters, which actually is better for the bees than the warm, because when it's warm, they move more, they feed on the honey or the sugar more, they consume more of their stores, waste more energy, and then that causes more problems.
So. Can mites be a problem?
Mites are always a problem. And mites, the Varroa mites, you know, we've talked about on this show numerous times before, is one of the deadliest pests that we have for honeybees. Those should have been taken care of back in August and September. Some beekeepers do a follow-up cleanup treatment, if you will, using miticides, you know, certain chemicals that will kill off the mites but not the bees, try to keep them healthy and whatnot. And it's just an overall health assessment as we put the bees to bed, because pretty much here, starting in Thanksgiving through February, we're not really checking on our bees. I mean, we might go and crack a little bit to look at them and see if they're still alive and see if they need anything additional. But it's all about making sure those colonies are healthy, you know, getting ready to have 4 long months in the hive.
All right, tell everybody what you do for a living.
Yeah, so, you know, we talked earlier about this, you know, beekeeping's my passion. It's certainly not my income source. I'm considered a sideliner beekeeper, which I do make some money off of it. But obviously, my main source of income is Bee Control, our pest control company, which we specialize in the control and prevention of all stinging insects, wasps, hornets, yellow jackets, and honeybees. We deal with them appropriately. And, you know, we're a seasonal business, so we're shutting down for the winter since most of the insects are pretty much done and gone. And we get a brief 5-month reprieve to catch up on taxes and paperwork and organize ourselves, and we'll start right up again here in late March.
All right, so he'll be back with us in that final segment. But what we have coming up in our next two segments, Doug Oster will be joined by Kathy Gents, author of Ground Cover Revolution, host of the Garden DC podcast, and the editor of Washington Gardener Magazine. You'll hear that in the next two segments. Stay with us. It's your Pratt Pack. It is a Sunday, the Organic Gardener. Doug in Sicily, but via Memorex, will join us in just a couple of moments with Kathy Gents. Stay with us, KDKA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, I'm excited to welcome my friend Kathy Gents to the show this morning. She's the author of Ground Cover Revolution, editor of Washington Gardener Magazine, and host of the Garden DC podcast. Obviously, she's out of Washington, D.C. Good morning, Kathy. Welcome back to the show. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Doug.
You know, I don't know if I've ever asked you this, but how did gardening become your thing?
Huh. I guess it went all the way back to baby Kathy, and I was born on my dad's side, farmers on that side, and on my mom's side, lifelong gardeners in Germany. And when I would visit either set of grandparents, I would pretty much be spending the day outdoors with them, either at the allotment garden in Bavaria, Germany, or at my grandfather's farm, which he had a huge apple orchard in addition to the cornfields and a market garden. So some of our tasks included things like picking the green beans, weighing people's apples when they came to pay for them, And did I love it, Doug? No, I did not.
That's usually the story we hear, isn't it? That when you're a kid, you don't really love it. But then what's the epiphany? How do you get back to it?
Yeah, because I even remember being with my parents in their community gardens and having to haul water because there was not water sources there. But yeah, it's not until you get your own land, your own place to garden, that you kind of go gardening crazy, right? So you start off and it all comes back to you. It's like osmosis. You're like, oh, I remember this and that. So it all comes back. I think that the plants, like they implant some type of chemical or memory in your brain, and then it just clicks on at like 21 or whatever the age is.
That's awesome. So let's talk about the book, Ground Cover Revolution. We had you on the show when it first came out, but I think it's a wonderful book. How did that begin? Why ground covers?
So when I purchased my small house on a little corner urban point, it was all turf grass from the front corner to the foundation on one side where I have full sun, and then all English ivy on the back side of my house under huge oak trees. So I was like, neither of these things were for me. I wanted to replace the turf grass as soon as possible. And I did that in a couple years, just sourcing every plant that I could find that said rapid spreader, aggressive, and or all those bad names, right? That their plants were, I was like, sold, I'll take one of those. And then I tried them against the English ivy. So it was years of experimenting what would conquer English ivy, what would be a good substitute for turf grass. And those all, of course, fall under the umbrella of great ground covers.
What will conquer English ivy?
So I found two things. One, our hardy geraniums will hold back the English ivy. They won't run over the English ivy, but they'll hold their own. And that's all I had asked about some of these ground covers was like, please just hold your own and don't get run back over in a couple years. So the big thick-stemmed hardy geraniums, thick-rooted macrorhizo. And then the other, surprisingly, the one that actually conquered the English ivy is epimediums. So barrenwort. And when I did my research on it, I realized it's not a perennial, it's a shrub. So it is always sold in the perennial department, but it's actually a really thickly rooted woody shrub that we treat as a perennial because we give it like that end of the winter haircut and then it re-leaves out. But it's actually a shrub, and that thick root system is able to dominate and go over the woody vines like English ivy.
Well, let's talk a little bit about epimedium because I'm not sure if everybody knows about that plant. And, you know, I'm using it in dry shade and absolutely love it. It can take many different forms as far as the flower is concerned, as far as the colors.
Yep. There are collector epimediums that can go into the hundreds of dollars and they're like used in a rock garden, maybe a collector's little plant, like a 3-inch by 4-inch. That's not the kind that's going to dominate the English ivy and be a good ground cover. You want the old-fashioned rubrum or sulfurium, the regular pink or yellow flowering one that usually you can get as a piece from somebody else. If like Doug, your garden friend, has a section established in their dry shade, you can say, can I have a little hunk of that?
One of the reasons that I love Ground Cover Revolution is it seems that so many of us are kind of stuck in our mind, at least, with like 3 or 4 very basic ground covers and really don't know what to choose. Talk a little bit about some of the ground covers in the book that we might not really know about.
Yeah, I think because the way they're marketed at garden centers, sometimes it'll just have flats of vinca, flats of English ivy. That's pretty much, or the Japanese pachysandra. What people think of as ground covers, but explore more in your perennial department and even in some of the low growing shrubs. So a really fun one that's being used more and more, I think here on the East Coast, that's popular on the West Coast, is the native creeping raspberry. So it's just like your upright raspberry, but it's canes that run along the ground and form a thick mat and ground cover. And you do get the occasional fruit you can eat, but it has a beautiful fall color. I would say mostly the wildlife is going to get that very occasional raspberry. Another one that if you're in very much into native plants is northern sea oats. And that's kind of a taller ground cover that forms a thick bed because it reseeds itself like crazy. If you don't want it to reseed itself into the rest of your garden, when the seed heads start to split open, of course, you can cut those back.
You know, when you redid your garden and you were looking for aggressive stuff, was there anything you put in there that you were sorry that you put in?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Plenty of things. Oh, many, many things. So one is a trumpet creeper vine. I saw it growing up the side of a Canada Dry bottling plant that has closed down near me. And it was gorgeous. Three stories high. Of beautiful orange blossoms hanging down. And that should have been my clue. This isn't a garden plant. This is a monster. So I'm still fighting that popping up because it sends out runners several feet away from the original mother plant.
We're talking to Kathy Jentz. She's the author of Ground Cover Revolution, editor of Washington Gardener Magazine, and the Garden DC, and host of the Garden DC podcast. When we come back, we're going to talk about the magazine, we're going to talk about the podcast, and we're going to talk about gardening. So hang in there, Kathy. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, Doug's going to come back in just a couple of moments, second part of that interview, and then Mr. Rapaski and I, Bee Control, Meadow Suite Apiaries, will wrap up the hour. But right now, if you're the 10th caller, you win a $25 gift certificate to Janoski's in Clinton, 412-922-1020.
Well, this morning we're talking to my friend Kathy Jentz. She is the author of Ground Cover Revolution, editor of Washington Gardener magazine, and host of the podcast Garden DC. So she is based, of course, in Washington, D.C. Tell me about the podcast, Kathy. How did that start?
So it started during the COVID shutdown, because all of a sudden I got a 2-week break where all my garden talks and meetings and things got canceled. And I'd been wanting to start the podcast for a couple years before that, but just never had a chance. So I sat down, watched some YouTube tutorials on how to edit audio files, and put out my first episode. It's very rough. First episode, but it's still out there. And then I just decided to do it weekly from then on. So that's been almost exactly 5 years for the podcast, and we're on episode 260 now.
Wow, it's such a fun podcast, and I really appreciate being a guest and talking specifically for the first time about tomatoes. We had so much fun. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about your guests and what you're covering in the podcast.
So I try to cover the Mid-Atlantic region, which I define very broadly, like from New York State down through the Carolinas and out to Ohio. And most of my guests are experts in one aspect of gardening or one plant family. So it could be somebody who knows all about lilacs and they're the world expert on lilacs. But I asked them specifically for what are the best lilacs for our Mid-Atlantic region. And then another episode might be on an aspect of gardening, like the best weeding techniques.
Wait. Does that mean I'm an expert?
You're definitely an expert, Doug. You're my tomato expert, my go-to tomato guy. So I would say, you know, it could be anything garden related, from garden history on. A lot of our guests are authors of new books that are coming out, and they're primed full of knowledge. So I feel like, Doug, that my podcast is literally like scraping their brains, like that scene in Indiana Jones where they're eating the monkey brains out of the ball. Oh. I'm like, I'm going to suck up all that knowledge and impart that to our listeners.
Well, that's going to make people listen.
Yeah, I think a lot of it also is you can hear the passion in the guest voice. So, you know, if they're obsessed with daylilies or roses or whatever it is, they are happy to share. And I find, just like you probably do as well, Doug, that gardeners are very generous with their knowledge, with their plants, with their passion.
Well, what you can also hear is the fun that you're having doing the podcast. Discuss that. Like, that's a lot of podcast to do, and that's a lot of work. Why are you doing it?
It is. It is a lot of work, Doug, but I try not to think about the work. That's just like in your garden. Weeding's a lot of work, but you're focused on the end product, right? And you're focused on helping people be better gardeners. And I also think about inspiring people to garden. So they can listen to podcasts if they've never touched a plant or soil before. They can listen to it just for the history of plants, the knowledge, and they could be, you know, in a hospital bed, or they could be on an airplane, wherever they are. I feel like this hour is something where we're not talking about politics. We're not talking about, you know, the negative parts of life or their problems. We're talking about the joy of gardening.
For people who don't know much about podcasts, how do they listen to a podcast?
So Garden DC is available on YouTube. I find that the easiest for people to do is just put in Garden DC, no spaces or dashes, Garden DC podcast in the YouTube search engine. You can listen to it from your YouTube TV or whatever device you have YouTube on. But most podcast listeners are using Spotify app or Apple's podcast app. There are dozens of other podcast listening apps, and we're available through those. So you can listen on whatever device has speakers on it and can connect to the internet.
We talked a little bit about why gardening became a thing for you, but how about garden communicating, doing podcasts, editing a magazine, writing books? How did that transition happen?
So I was a journalist by training, went to the University of Maryland. I did a lot of association communications, So working for trade associations and professional associations, doing their magazines, their newsletters and websites. And then at one point, I just decided I'm having this gardening obsession and I need to work for myself. Like I wanted to just strike out on my own. So I started Washington Gardener magazine in March 2005 was our first issue. And I also felt like our area, especially the Mid-Atlantic, was lacking in garden information.
We don't yet know exactly what occurred today. So let us.
Columnists like you, Doug, some regular radio segments. But most of the garden magazines and books I was reading were out of New England or the Pacific Northwest or Florida. And I thought a lot of that didn't really pertain to us. And I'm a huge believer in all gardening is local, that, you know, what we talk about here is very different than you might talk about, obviously, in Kansas.
What are some of the biggest challenges of being a gardener in Washington, D.C.?
So first is the heat and humidity of summertime. So a lot of plants do well in the spring and fall, but they kind of just kind of bleh, just lay down and give up the ghost in the heat and humidity. And also most of us are predominantly clay soils, which is a mixed blessing. So clay soil is great because of good nutrients, can hold in moisture, but then also can cause root rot.
With all the things you're doing, podcast, magazine, writing books, what do you want readers and listeners to get out of what you're doing?
I think that I always say inspiration over perspiration, you know, work smarter, not harder, and that you can start small, like just one pot, just one thing of basil herbs on your windowsill. That's a garden. That can be just it. And then keep adding to it. You don't have to do everything overnight. Some of us do become a little obsessed. I'm going to point at myself here and go crazy, but you can burn out. And I would say just take on a bit at a time and keep adding to your collections. And then once you find a plant passion, so say you love daylilies, like I referred to before, find your local daylily society, your local garden club, and join like-minded friends. And I think you'll be able to expand on those collections and on your knowledge even further.
And what's the best way for us to see everything you're doing?
So washingtongardener.blogspot.com is my main site. You can also follow me on social media at WDC Gardener on Facebook. I'm under my name, Kathy Jentz, or Washington Gardener Magazine.
Kathy Jentz is author of Ground Cover Revolution. She is the host of a great podcast and editor of a wonderful magazine. And Kathy, I want to thank you very much for spending some time with us. Always great to talk to you. And I love your passion for what you do.
Thanks so much, Doug.
All right, this just into our garden center. You just exchanged text messages with Mr. Oster. What is he doing in Italy right now?
Well, I wanted to make sure he was listening to this fabulous show today, and he texted back with a picture of walking down the beautiful cobblestone streets of some little village in Italy. So he's clearly having a wonderful time over there without us, Rob.
So Bee Control is your company, but there is a connection to Italy and the bee, as in honeybee. I was unaware of this, so tell the folks.
Yeah, so the honeybees that we have here in the United States are not native. They are a non-native insect, but they are clearly everywhere. They originated from Italy. The European honeybee, one of the first bees that we brought over in 1622, the honeybee from Italy, the Italian honeybee, and the natives here, the Native Americans, called them the white man's fly, because they were everywhere. But they brought them over on the ships to use for pollination of the crops that they were planting in their new established colonies. And from there, you know, biology took over and there were swarms and they spread across the United States. And here we are. So thankfully, they brought them over, but they are non-native.
So we had a question yesterday on the True Value Home Improvement Show. A caller said, look, I got this massive, I believe, hornet's nest. Now that it's November, is it okay for me to approach it?
Yeah, and that's something we probably should talk about next week, too, is that, yeah, most of these insects are pretty much biologically dead on their feet. I mean, one of the major calls that we get now these last couple of days is from yellow jackets getting inside the living space of the house, and that's a common symptoms of those nests collapsing. I mean, these biologically, they do not survive the winter. They don't hibernate in the wall structures. They are what we call an annual nester, meaning they die out every winter. They'll start nesting again next July, and then ramp up, and we'll have all the repeat of the calls that we've had this summer. And of course, that's where we come in as bee control. You know, we do preventative services in April, May, and June to prevent this type of stuff from happening and deal with the prevention side. And then we also deal with the actual nesting side.
So I got to ask you, do you ever have anybody who says, I just don't want any bees on my property?
Yeah, unfortunately. Sadly, yes, because, you know, part of it is just misinformation and I'll say a lack of education, if you will, because not every insect that stings is a bee, right? I mean, yellow jackets, wasps, hornets, those are all non-bees. They're part of the wasp and hornet family. But, you know, I've had callers or people that have called and say, hey, I've got bees all over my hillside. You know, they come and get rid of them. And you start asking questions. You say, well, what's on that hillside? Well, it's all kind of ground cover. Are there flowers? Oh, there's flowers everywhere. Well, then you're going to have insects. You know, it's one of those things. And it's just more what we do, too, also as our company with Bee Control, is to educate our clients to say, okay, here's what's dangerous, here's what's not dangerous. But, you know, sometimes people's fear of stinging insects is real. And it doesn't matter if it's a fly that doesn't sting or a yellow jacket that can be nasty, they just don't want anything to do with it. And then that's understandable. But that also comes down to habitat modification. And, you know, obviously, if you're afraid of insects, whether it's bees or otherwise, you know, don't plant the habitat that's going to attract them. So, but you could have a clean golf course looking lawn and still get yellow jackets underground. So it's a toss up there.
So do they have natural predators like the yellow jackets, hornets?
Oh, sure. Birds and other insects, praying mantis. There's lots of, you know, Jess's book, Good Bugs, Bad Bugs, you know, a lot of those feed on that. So every insect that we have here has a role in its environment, in the micro, the ecosystem within our gardens. And, you know, yellow jackets feed on some of the bad insects in our gardens. And so do the wasp and hornets. Bald-faced hornets are feeding on spotted and lantern flies.
Nice.
Which is a good thing, not to the extent that it's going to decrease their population, but it's finally a predator that can somewhat control it. You know, the honeybees and the native ground bees and sweat bees and wool carder bees and all these other native insects that we'll hopefully talk about next week also play a role in pollination. And just that whole microenvironment within the garden itself is very, very important. So we fear them because obviously when we get stung, nobody likes to get stung. There's some people that have allergic reactions end up in the hospital. But ultimately, they all have a role in our environment. I have people that don't want honeybees in any way, shape, or form. Like, I don't care what they do, get them out of here. Okay, I mean, that's understandable. But I also have folks that have yellow jackets at the third floor. They're like, yeah, if they're not bothering anybody, we'll leave them alone. Yellow jackets can chew through drywall. We don't want them in the house.
Sooner or later. But you know, it's funny. I was thinking about bees and how many times in the summer as a kid you'd come running in, I got stung by a bee, and yep, your mom would be giving you all this sympathy, and your dad would say, well, what do you expect? You're out there in your bare feet. You step on a bee. What do you think the bee's going to do? Here, let me step on your neck. What are you going to do? Little tweezers trying to get it out.
Yeah.
But what about winter as far as insulation? Do you wrap a hive?
I don't personally, with going back to the honeybee colonies,
right.
Yeah, I don't wrap my hives. Our winters are too variable. You know, up north, you know, New York, Maine, Canada, yeah, they do help it. You know, they insulate their hives by wrapping them with tar paper, or some use of the rigid insulation, things along those lines. But, you know, naturally, honeybees have a natural insulation in the hollow cavities they live in, like the hollow trees. They're very thick, you know, wood within the trees. If they move into somebody's home, they have a higher survival rate because not only is that home insulated, you have walls and everything else that keeps them protected. So there's a higher survival rate of honeybees that move into people's homes. But again, that's an interface there that can cause a problem. So you don't want honeybees moving into your house.
So if you are a beekeeper, should you check on them on a regular basis? And they're kind of dormant. How do you know they're alive?
So there's a couple of different ways. You could use a stethoscope, put it up to and listen for the buzz. You could crack the lid open. I mean, you're not releasing heat from the hive. You don't want to keep it open for 15 minutes, but if you just kind of open it up and you could peer down in there with a flashlight or listen, you could see them moving in here, moving. And some of us use infrared cameras, you know, thermal cameras to look for heat signatures and stuff like that. I mean, technology has come a long way. There's temperature and humidity sensors that we could put into hives now and just turn on our phone, say, yep, temperature's equal, the humidity's equal, bees are alive, I don't have to do anything. Technology's great when it works.
So how long are they at that state to where they finally get buzzing and busy again?
As soon as the temperatures warm up, you know, if it's 25 degrees for 4 months or 3 months, you know, as soon as it gets above 45, 50 degrees, they warm up and they're active again. They're out searching for food or doing cleansing flights or whatever they're doing, which is why our warm winters are horrible, because it's cold, it's warm, it's cold and warm, and they're just expending a lot of energy. If it's cold and they stay dormant, so to speak, they don't hibernate. They're active within the hive, but they're not flying outside. So as long as they're not flying outside, everybody's doing great. As soon as the temperatures warm up, they'll do cleansing flights. And then in late February, when the maples start blooming and the pollen's starting to come in, then our season starts up again.
Well, they got a little bit of a short shelf life, so they want to make the most of it.
Absolutely.
I understand. Okay, so Bee Control Meadow Sweet Apiaries, tell them about both, and then we'll say goodbye.
Yeah, Bee Control Pittsburgh, pest control company specializing in stinging insects, wasps, hornets, yellow jackets, etc. We've just shut down for the season, just like the other insects have, so we'll reopen back up in March, but they can reach us at 412-765-0335 or look us up online, beecontrolpittsburgh.com. Meadow Sweet Apiaries is the honeybee side of things. That's where we're doing all of our honey sales and bee sales and stuff like that. They could find us at the Swickley Farmers Market every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Until the week before Thanksgiving. And then December, January, February, March will be the third Saturday from 9 to noon right there at St. James Church parking lot in Swickley, right off of Walnut Street.
So I guess it's safe to say for me to tell you to be good.
Buzz off.
And be safe. Okay. That's much better than what I had. All right. Stay tuned. News at 8. And Mr. Dantisi is here. It's breakfast is what we're talking about.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.